Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
President Biden, he is saying he's going to run again in 2024. Will you support him?
You know, if the president chooses to run again in 2024, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
Don, you're asking me this question. Oh, my gosh. He's the president of the United States.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 306.
Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show. Glad you are with us. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, so Dr. Fauci has COVID. Do I blame Dr. Fauci for making mistakes, especially early on? We gave him a lot of latitude and a lot of time. We didn't know what we were dealing with. And it wasn't until later that we discovered we have the NIH emails. And then, of course, we have Fauci's own emails, a flurry of activity. This is, remember, we only found out about it in late December 2020. No, what was it? 2019. And it was heading into 2020. And then there was a flurry of emails going back between him and other high-ranking officials at the NIH over the funding of the Wuhan Virology Lab, where they knew coronavirus studies were taking place and gain-of-function science was going on. And the flurry was, did any of our money go to gain-of-function? Then, of course, the NIH emails basically confirmed all that. We didn't get that till much later in year two of the pandemic. In the interim, we had Project Veritas get us information. Then The Intercept got us information that proved that they knew a lot more than what they said. And then, of course, we have the lack of real science because they never, ever really talk much about therapeutics like monoclonal antibodies or these antivirals, which we had long before the pandemic, that a lot of people like Paxlovid, for example. Anyway, so Fauci, remember, if you go back to the beginning, he said, if you get vaccinated, you don't have to worry about ever getting infected again. Wrong. Listen.
If you get vaccinated after you get infected, your level of protection will go sky high and then you won't have to worry about getting infected again.
The only conclusion one can reasonably come to from looking what I've told you over the last few minutes is please get vaccinated. It will protect you against the surging of the Delta variant.
He's wrong on both counts, because people that got vaccinated after they got infected, they're getting it a second time. People that have that got the first shot, the second shot, the first booster, the second booster. And then on the Delta variant, we know that that was not true. If you got vaccinated, it will protect you from the Delta variant. If you were fully vaccinated, guess what? You still were getting the Delta variant. And that was the breakthrough variant, the first breakthrough variant prior to Omicron 1.0 or BA1 and now BA2. But they never talk about monoclonal antibodies. Now, the person that has been in the forefront of exposing Fauci, it has been Senator Rand Paul. If Republicans get control of the Senate, he will be calling Fauci under very different circumstances, and we will get to the bottom of this. But this is Rand Paul pointing out and having Fauci point out that there's no scientific evidence that booster vaccines in kids reduce hospitalizations or death.
Dr. Fauci, the government recommends everybody take a booster over age 5. Are you aware of any studies that show reduction in hospitalization or death for children who take a booster?
Right now, there's not enough data that has been accumulated, Senator Paul, to indicate that that's the case. I believe that the recommendation that was made was based on the assumption that if you look at the morbidity and mortality of children within each of the age groups, you know, 0 to 5, 5 to 11.
Right. So there are no studies, and Americans should all know this. There are no studies on children showing a reduction in hospitalization or death with taking a booster. The only studies that were permitted, the only studies that were presented, were antibody studies. So they say if we give you a booster, you make antibodies. Now, a lot of scientists would question whether or not that's proof of efficacy of a vaccine. If I give you 10, or if I give a patient 10 mRNA vaccines and they make protein each time, or they make antibody each time, is that proof that we should give 10 boosters, Dr. Fauci?
No, I think that is somewhat of an absurd exaggeration.
Well, that is the proof that you use. Your committees use that. That's the only proof you have to tell children to take a booster is that they make antibodies. So it's not an absurdity. You're already at like 5 boosters for people. You've had, you know, 2 or 3 boosters. It's like, where is the proof?
All right. Now, one last exchange between Senator Rand Paul and Fauci. I mean, Fauci admitting there's no scientific evidence that a booster vaccine in a kid in any way reduces hospitalization or death is pretty remarkable. Then Fauci, in this case, refuses to reveal to Senator Rand Paul which scientists received royalties and from which companies. I'd like to know the answer to this question myself.
Why don't you reveal how much you've gotten and from what entities? The NIH refuses. Look, we ask them. We ask them. The NIH, we ask them whether or not, who got it and how much. They refuse to tell us. They sent it redacted. Here's what I want to know. It's not just about you. Everybody on the vaccine committee, have any of them ever received money from the people who make vaccines? Can you tell me that? Can you tell me if anybody on the vaccine approval committees ever received any money from people who make the vaccines?
Soundbite number one, are you going to let me answer a question? Okay, so let me give you some information. First of all, according to the regulations, people who receive royalties are not required to divulge them even on their financial statement, according to the Bayh-Dole Act. So let me give you some example. From 2015 to 2020, the only royalties I have was my lab and I made a monoclonal antibody for use in vitro reagent that had nothing to do with patients. And during that period of time, my royalties ranged from $21 a year to $700 a year. And the average per year was $191.46.
It's all redacted, and you can't get any information on the 1,800 scientists.
Senator Paul, your time is up. If Republicans take the Senate, which I hope in November, those hearings will be run quite differently, and Senator Rand Paul will get the answers. He joins us now. Senator, welcome back to the program. Look, I wish Dr. Fauci well. We've had enough death in this country. I wouldn't wish my worst enemy that they get sick from this thing. And, you know, but what frustrates me is I will never trust the NIH again, ever, or Fauci again, or the CDC, or Walensky, or any politician that is telling me anything about science so definitively. Like, you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. Well, that got blown out of the water 5,000 times over. So I feel like in many ways we've all been lied to, and especially on the origins of the coronavirus and the Wuhan virology lab.
Think about it this way. You heard his response. He says, well, he got $21 in royalties. Well, the information we got from Freedom of Information Act was 1,800 doctors or 1,800 NIH employees got $193 million. So we're not talking about $21. He's being disingenuous and he's misdirecting us here. 1,800 scientists got $193 million. We want to know who the scientists were and what company paid them the money. Because you cannot and should not sit on the vaccine committee if you have been getting royalties from the company that makes the vaccine. That's so obvious that I don't think anybody in the whole world could disagree with that. But when we ask the NIH for this information, they redact the names of the scientists and they redact the companies. So all we know is 1,800 doctors, 193 million. We don't know what committees they sit on. But Dr. Fauci oversees all research, virtually all research, billions of dollars in the country. We need to know who he gets money from. The other thing he didn't mention is he got a $1 million prize. Public servants don't take $1 million prizes. No politician's allowed to take anything like that. He makes more money than the president. He and his wife combined make $860,000 a year, and then he gets a $1 million prize. So the thing is, we do want more information. We want more sunshine, and we suspect him. Now, we did find out one bit of information.
And by the way, there's one other little factor here. There's this kind of incestuous relationship where you have government officials, for example, working with the FDA. Don't many of them, when they leave government service, end up working for the drug companies that they've been regulating all those years?
It's a revolving door. The current guy that Biden appointed was with Big Pharma. Now he's back in government. So, yes, it's a revolving door between Big Pharma and government and back again. Sometimes, like the people that approved the Purdue relationship that made OxyContin, some of them were working at the FDA simultaneous to also working for Big Pharma that was making OxyContin.
Oh, that's so, not a conflict of interest at all.
Yeah,
oh, not one
so
bit.
Incestuous.
Quick break. We'll come back more with Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky on the other side. 800-941-SHAWN, a number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, listen, one way you can save money is everybody has a cell phone. If you make the switch away from the big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, remember, they're charging you a premium every month for stuff you don't use, data you don't use, data you don't need. Well, that's not the case with Pure Talk. And if you're worried about whether or not you'll have the same good service from the big carriers, you get the exact same cell towers, the exact same 5G network. You'll have the same number of bars on your phone. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number. Now, the average family saving close to $1,000. Some people are saving much, much more than that. And in these inflationary, soon to be recessionary times, you need to save everywhere you can. Anyway, it's simple to make the switch. You can do it. They'll switch over in less than 10 minutes. Dial #250 on your cell. Say the keyword save now. And if you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. #250. Keyword save now and do it now. Save an extra 50% your first month. You won't regret it for the exact same service, half off from Pure Talk.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Sleepy Joe just signed more executive actions in 1 week than most presidents did in their entire term. So much for democracy. Looks like Joe is the new dictator. Hannity's on right now.
All right, we continue with Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. If the Republicans take over, how will things be different in terms of getting the answers that you've been trying to get from Dr. Fauci? Now, we did finally get the emails from Dr. Fauci, and they revealed in early January 2020, as the virus was just taking hold in the country, that there was a flurry of emails with high-ranking NIH officials about whether or not they funded the Wuhan Virology Lab. We know the NIH, last October, they finally released their information that confirmed that they knew coronavirus research was taking place and that gain of function research was being held there. And we know through The Intercept and Project Veritas, we have even more confirmation. Does anyone get held responsible? Is it true that American taxpayers helped fund this virology lab in Wuhan?
Without question, American taxpayers paid for this research. And why in the world would we be giving any money to China, this large, exactly, rich country that is our competitor? Why would we give them any money? But I've passed an amendment already that should stop that if Nancy Pelosi lets my amendment stand as this bill goes forward. If we win in November and I'm chairman of a committee, I will use subpoena power to get every last shred of evidence. We will bring in scientists of all persuasions, not just Republican scientists. We will bring in scientists of all political persuasions, but that are concerned about gain-of-function research. And we will talk about whether or not, did this come from a lab? What's the evidence in support of that? But we will also talk about, what do we do to prevent this from happening again? 1 million people died in America. 6 million people died worldwide. There has not been one congressional hearing or investigation of the origins of this virus.
We have investigations every day on whether or not the plastic in your bottles causes cancer, but we have not had one investigation of where the pandemic started. This is outrageous. 1 million Americans dead and not one congressional investigation.
Unbelievable. Let me move on to another issue that not many people in Washington talk about. That's the debt and the deficit. Years ago, Congressman Connie Mack came out with the, quote, penny plan. I think you co-sponsored it in the Senate or sponsored a similar bill at the time. But when Donald Trump was president, he talked about a nickel plan. Now you're talking about a six penny plan. In other words, to get the federal budget within balance. And why don't you explain it? Because it's really simple. And I think the average household, because of Biden inflation and the extra $6,000 per household that they're paying because of the inflation and the extra $2,000 they're paying for gas because of his gas crisis that he caused. I think most Americans can relate to cutting back on spending, and you're just trying to rein in spending at the federal government level.
Absolutely. The balanced budget amendment to the Constitution is something that we've all voted for. Almost every Republican in Congress has voted for it. And when it comes forward as a budget, though, when I put forward a budget that actually balances in 5 years, we lose half of the Republicans. So they'll vote for something they know won't pass to be symbolic. But when they get a real chance to vote for a budget in the Senate that will balance in 5 years, they don't do it. When I started presenting this years ago, you could freeze spending and the economy would grow and you would balance the budget in 5 years. Then it became the penny plan. Connie Mack and others were on it as well. And you could cut 1%, cut one penny out of every dollar, and it would balance in 5 years. Now we're up to six pennies. Why? Because spending has exploded. But it's important that we have a budget. And one reason you want to have a budget and one reason you want to minimize debt is that's where inflation comes from. The high price of gasoline and groceries is because we run a deficit. The Federal Reserve buys the debt. The Federal Reserve creates new money, the money supply expands, and that new money chases the goods and chases the prices higher. It's as simple as that. So you have all these Biden administration officials saying, well, we don't know what to do. We've done everything. Well, no, they've done everything wrong. They keep adding more debt. The way you fix inflation is quit spending so much and quit going so far into debt.
By the way, when you see Mo Brooks over the weekend, I know you're doing two town halls with him. I'm supporting him as well. He used to fill in on my radio show, and I was a local host in Huntsville, Alabama, and he was the Madison County District Attorney. And I know you're going to be doing one event in Huntsville, and I'm not sure where the other event is. I think in Homewood, Alabama, somewhere around there. And tell Mo we said hello and wish him luck in this runoff.
Will do. I'm going to be with Mo Brooks Friday, this Friday at noon in Homewood at the Valley Hotel. And then this Friday at 3 o'clock, I'm going to be in Huntsville at the Four Points Sheraton. We think Mo Brooks has a chance. Runoffs are extraordinary. He is the conservative candidate. All of the establishment in Washington wants the other candidate because all the establishment wants a rubber stamp for big government. I promise you, Mo Brooks is a fighter and I'm all in for him.
We support him as well. Senator, thank you for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program.
Be sure to check in as soon as you get to your car after work for breaking information you need to know about. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
I 25 to the top of the hour. I don't always agree with the guys on CNBC. Some of them are a little loopy, like Jim Cramer, Mad Money. I mean, it's a mad show. And I have nothing against the guy. He's not going to be my financial advisor, put it that way. Joe Kernan, who I do know and respect a lot, had this to say about this becoming deja vu from the Carter years.
I lived through the Carter years. Every day I get a stronger sense of deja vu, a stronger sense of just one thing after another. And I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm not going to go further into it, but this is not going to help. This is not attacking the root cause. Until you admit what the root causes are, you can't, until you admit you have a problem, you can't deal with the problem.
And then Kevin O'Leary, not a dumb guy. He's on Shark Tank. He's one of the stars of that show. you know, saying, yeah, Biden must reverse his energy mistakes. That's been my point number one. If you take care of energy and we go back to energy independence, it's good for national security. It's good for job creation. It's good to lower the price at the pump. It's good for heating and cooling our homes. It's also good in a whole host of other ways, especially releasing inflationary pressures. But of course, they're not going to do that because their climate religious cult takes precedent. Listen to Kevin O'Leary.
The economy, the market, they're not, it's not going to be able to recover unless we see some relief, and relief that we can believe is a long-term solution for oil.
Here's how you fix that problem. It was a policy mistake by Biden when he came in. You reverse the mistake. All you have to do is jawbone. The oil market's a futures market. Just announced you're going to license three new refineries on the East Coast. Also announced we're going to re-examine the XL pipeline. We're going to give back the leases in Anwar. We're going to give more carbon direction to understand what the costs are. All of those policy mistakes could be reversed by just getting up and jawboning it. You could take oil down below $100 if you got more accommodative towards the future production.
Yeah.
Now, Biden may not do that. That's on him.
All right. Biden may not do that. That's on him. Yeah, it's all on him. We're changing lives. Oh, you're changing lives for the worst. Listen.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives.
Put this inflation in context. How bad is the surge in prices?
It's awful. I mean, it's awful, and how people feel about it is even worse.
Inflation nation. Americans are paying significantly more for basics such as food, fuel, and rent.
I basically just got struggle food and some popsicles.
The consumer price index rose 8.6% in May to a new 40-year high.
Brand new inflation numbers just in. CNN Chief Business Correspondent Christine Romans here. What do they say?
Cruel summer, record high gas prices at play in these numbers, 8.6% year-over-year inflation. That is, again, the highest since 1981. When you look at the core rate or the month-over-month, it's 1% there. But 8.6%, that's really a tough number to swallow here.
And in terms of why are consumers feeling this bad? Well, it's pretty clear why they're feeling this bad, and that is because the consumer price index is the worst it's ever been in a midterm cycle since 74. It's the worst it's been in any presidential cycle or midterm cycle since 1980. So it's not much of a surprise. You can see it. It's literally off the charts.
There are several culprits. There's Biden and what he's done, and it's not irrelevant, but it's not.
And what is that?
Well, that is all the spending, basically.
Yeah, the American Rescue Plan, the relief.
The $1,400 checks, the $2 trillion that you and I have talked about a lot that's on the sidelines. Half of that's government money that we gave people to spend, and now they're trying to spend it, so you get inflation.
The cost of oil is more than $120 a barrel, resulting in record high gas prices. Americans now pay an average of $5.02 a gallon for gas. That's more than $2 higher than the same time last year.
And how does President Biden's performance rate?
Awful. I mean,
I knew that was the answer.
The answer is awful. I mean, you know, I'll compare it to Carter at this point in his presidency, right? Look at the disapproval rating Joe Biden has on inflation right now. It's over 70%. Carter was not even there at this point in mid-1978. When you're doing worse than Jimmy Carter's doing in the minds of Americans on inflation, you know that they're holding you responsible for the conditions that are currently on the ground that are hurting Americans in their pocketbooks.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives.
John in Texas. John, thanks for checking in. You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
How's it going, Sean? Thank you for taking my call. I do want to let you know I'm an active duty service member, and I have to make a little disclaimer that these are my personal views and not the views of the DOD and specifically the Marine Corps, which I will be talking about today. And the reason I do want to stay anonymous, Sean, is because if I do tell you who I am, there will
be... No, don't tell me who you are. Keep your anonymity. But by the way, thank you for your service. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. I just want to talk a little bit about COVID and what they're doing to the military. Now, Lord Austin came out with this mandate, and under the guise of health and readiness. Right now, we're in the middle of a retention crisis within the military, and specifically the Marine Corps white letter from the Commandant saying that every single person needs to tell their story because they are the proof source. Well, they're about to get rid of 50,000 members of the military under the guise of this health and readiness vaccine. They claim that it's interchangeable with the Pfizer BioNTech with Comirnaty. They have had EUA vaccines the whole entire time, yet they have given us no due process and has kicked us out due to administrative separation, because they know that if they go to court-martial, that they would not have a leg to stand on. It's a travesty. It is disgusting. And we have a congressional survey out there that is going to be sent to all of the elected officials across the United States showing that this is something that the American people need to hear. They have been trained, experienced, law-abiding, God-fearing, freedom-fighting citizens with valors across their chest at 19 years being kicked out because they're giving emergency use authorization, which should have informed consent, but have not been given the choice. And then they go the administrative separation route, vice the court-martial route. And it's just happening to everyone across the military.
I can't believe it's still happening in light of the fact that people that got fully vaccinated, people that had every booster they were told to get, everybody that had every booster, every vaccine and still got COVID, meaning they have natural immunity on top of it, and was still in this wasteland of not following the science, especially with the knowledge we have about therapeutics that should be more rapidly produced. And we should have Operation Warp Speed for the antivirals and for the monoclonals and be preparing for the different variants that probably will happen next. That's what happens with viruses.
Absolutely, Sean. See, what they're doing is kicking people out without due process. The millions and millions of taxpayer dollars are being flushed down the toilet. And I think the American people need to know this, are being flushed down the toilet in training whilst in the middle of a retention crisis, all under the guise of military readiness and health. How can you be a ready lethal force if you're kicking out 50,000 members just because they have religious accommodations in with their respective services? And then under the guise of health, the EUA, emergency use authorization vaccine that they are giving, that they are mandating without informed consent because Comirnaty is not being made within the United States. And we're not conspiracy theorists, Sean, as we've been called. This is from the CDC and the FDA's website. They say that this specific BLA, the license that they got to make this Comirnaty vaccine, will never be in use. So all of the military that have been kicked out, all these service members that have been kicked out under the guise of getting an FDA-approved vaccine without ever getting one in the first place. It's lunacy, Sean, and I think the
American people. Listen, I just hate this because, you know, everybody I know in the military has dreamed of serving that country. It's not an easy job. It's a difficult job. It's difficult. Number one, you're putting your life at risk. And number two, it's hard on families because you have long deployments often. And then, of course, the possibility of war. And we've gotten so far away from follow the science. It's like everybody put their head in the sand. And they're just stuck in this one position. Look, I just feel awful. I will tell you this, and I hope people don't take it the wrong way, but if I was advising my own son about serving in the military, which I think is one of the most noble things, I never would want to take away anybody's dream. But there are certain commanders in chief I don't have confidence in. I honestly would have to tell anybody that asked me, I just don't have confidence in Joe Biden's ability in these very turbulent times we live to be a great commander in chief. I don't even know if he knows today's Thursday. So that to me is troublesome. And I don't know. I feel bad for the military people. This, for many of them, it's their dream. But it's also whatever happened to my body, my choice. Now, if you have fully vaccinated, fully boosted people, vaccinated people with previous infections that can still get it again, then that means everybody is at risk at all times anyway. So it makes no sense to keep this policy in place. So I'm on your side. I hope it works out for the rest of those guys. I feel bad for all of them, but I do thank you for your service, my friend. God bless you. Quick break, right back to our phones, 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is with us. Wow. It looks like a group is after her. She is denying every allegation, and she's going to talk about it with us. Hey, with each mortgage-free home, our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on their promise to do good. Never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes and all they've done for us. Now, the sacrifices they make, our nation's heroes, the people that risk their lives for our great country, our great communities, they need your help. And this is, you know, they need it now more than ever. These are tough economic times. And we're talking about Gold Star families, fallen first responder families with young children, even our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders, vets, homeless service members. They need your help. And that's where the Tunnel to Towers Foundation comes in for some families. Now, this means the foundation brings them the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home where they made memories with their fallen loved ones. And for other families, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. All of this is only possible because of your generosity and your sacrifice and your support to help our nation's greatest heroes and their families. And they're asking all of us to donate $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The letter T, the number two, the letter T, dot org. The letter T, the number two, the letter T, dot org.
To get out of the media spin room, well, you've come to the right place. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.